It was Tony Abbott's turn last night to front the audience of Brisbane voters to make his case against the carbon tax. And like Julia Gillard the day before, he turned some of them around with his argument on why the tax is, in his view, bad for the nation. Earlier, it was a roar and unplugged Julia Gillard at the National Press Club yesterday, the Prime Minister choking up as she spoke of her journey from Unley High in Adelaide to the Lodge in Canberra.
I don't forget where I came from, why I'm here, or what I've learned along the way. I don't forget Unley High, where I saw the kids at the back of the room, the ones that they made the work for because they didn't think they could succeed. I don't forget how I felt at Slater and Gordon when I won my first case for a clothing out worker. I got her the pay she deserved and she said thanks.
But the feisty Julia Gillard we're more used to seeing was soon backfiring a salvo at the media, the journalists in the room, and its their coverage of the carbon debate.
I think we will have a long debate about media ethics in this country, but if I could put it as clearly as I can, I'd say to you, don't write crap. Can't be that hard.
Wise counsel. The Prime Minister there. And the Greens leader, Bob Brown, has entered the fray calling for a full independent inquiry into media ownership in Australia. Michelle Grattan, good morning to you.
Hi, James.
Well, Tony Abbott's performance last night, first of all, eyeballing voters is working for both leaders, it seems, this speaking in the public forum context.
Well, that's right. It does seem that when it's more or less a one-on-one or one with a small audience, that quite a few people can be swayed by a leader. Whether, of course, they stick to that view later is another matter. But it was a pretty good performance by Tony Abbott. He was under some pressure, especially on the coal issue from the audience, just as Julia Gillard had been under pressure in her case on the issue of trust the night before. So these forums are quite testing for the leaders.
And certainly it's a testing period politically for the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard. With her performance at the press club, she's clearly trying to reconnect with people. She says, with regards to the broken carbon tax promise, that she had a choice. Do nothing or do something. Is that how you see it?
Not quite, because while she was presented with that sort of choice at one level after the election when it was a hung parliament and she was under pressure from the Greens, it has to be remembered that before the election, the carbon tax promise has got all the high profile, but of course she made another promise, more fundamental promise, and that was that she would go slowly in this process, that she would build consensus. You remember the much maligned Citizens Assembly. Well, that was going to look at things for a year, and then the government was going to review the situation, decisions would be taken, and so on. So if she had in fact kept that promise, which was her policy, we'd about now be starting to have the government look at deciding the whole issue, not be right well through the process.
Interesting. Nonetheless, the former Labor Prime Minister Paul Keating entered the fray. He says that the carbon tax is wholly within the Labor tradition, the kind of reforms that he delivered. Let's have a listen to what he said last night on Late Line.
By not letting carbon be priced and therefore capital allocated properly is nonsense. I mean, the Abbott argument that you don't tax the polluters, you give them money to change their bad habits, is tripe. You know what Tony Abbott's policy is? If you don't give me the job, I'll wreck the place. And we're saying, oh, well, Tony, you better have it. You know, otherwise you might destroy it on us. I mean, Tony's got to have the political judo chop. That's what Tony has to have.
Michelle, you can hear the frustration there, but it does
seem... Well, you can hear the old Paul too.
The old Paul, yes. I wonder if Julia Gillard will be welcoming such comments.
Oh, well, of course, he does have his critics, to put it mildly, but I think that he also has some good, tough, cut-through lines in a debate where it's now just become overwhelmingly noise. He, of course, went on to condemn the sleepy press gallery, as he put it, and said that the media should all be in favour of this measure. So you're getting a lot of pressure on the media too. We heard Julia Gillard earlier about not writing crap in what is a very sort of fevered atmosphere all round, including in some cases by sections of the media. It's a very strange time. But on the point of the media's role, of course, that too is more complicated because one person's crap is another person's strong political argument. From the participant's point of view, it's not quite so straight up and down as the politicians would like you to think.
And that's why Bob Brown wants either a Senate inquiry into the media or an independent inquiry, in particular media ownership. What's the central argument? That there's too much concentration, which is, of course, not a new argument in this country.
Yes, and of course this is, has completely spun off the British events and Bob Brown saying that there's a danger that bad ethical practices could happen here. Paul Keating was making a strong argument for a specific law on privacy to protect people from excessive and improper media intrusion. So there are really a number of fronts on this. It's also been partly driven by a feeling, particularly by the Greens, that they have been getting a very unfair deal in parts of the media. I think you've got to separate out, though, practices, privacy, and the content of the assessments and reporting in the media. Those are all very distinct issues.
Michelle Grattan, thanks for being with us again this morning.
Thanks, James.
Michelle Grattan, the political editor of The Age. ABC Radio National Breakfast, 17 to 8.